It's time for today's daily devotional, and this week we're talking about how your words matter. Today we want to talk about a new mouth for a new life. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone, and a new life has begun." One of the clearest signs that Jesus is changing your life is that he starts changing your mouth. Because before Christ, many of us said, well, whatever we felt. We snapped when we were irritated. We repeated things we should have kept quiet. And we've used words to defend ourselves, hurt others, or make ourselves look better. But when Jesus steps into your life, he does not change where you're going. He changes how you live on the way there. Now, that includes how you speak. A new life should produce a new language. That does not mean you suddenly become perfect. It means your words begin to come under new management. The Holy Spirit starts convicting you about the jokes you tell, or maybe the way you talk to your family, the tone that you use when you're frustrated, and maybe the things you say when no one else is around. And what once felt normal no longer feels right because God is doing heart work that shows up in your speech. Think about real life. Maybe you're one of those folks used to gossip with coworkers just to fit in, or maybe sarcasm became your shield. Maybe you were one of those that was quick to complain, criticize, or cut people down when you were stressed out. But now Christ is calling you higher, and he's teaching you to speak with grace and truth and self-control. The mouth reveals the heart, so when God transforms the heart, the mouth ought to follow. Today, do not just ask God to help you talk better. Ask him to keep making you new. Let him work so deeply in your heart that your words naturally begin to reflect his goodness. Because when Jesus changes the inside, the outside starts sounding different too. Think about it. If Christ has given you a new life, let him give you a new mouth too. Lord, as we come to you in prayer today, thank you for making us new. Continue changing our hearts so our words reflect your work in our lives. Help us leave behind the careless, harmful speech and fill our mouths with grace, truth, and encouragement. Let the way we talk show that we belong to you. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.